Oh God of heaven, oh God of heaven, creator of heaven and earth, God of the universes, Lord, we ask you tonight, let your spirit dawn on us, let something happen, let the configuration take place in your spirit man. Begin to align us to the patterns of heaven. Let everything about us begin to get synchronized. Heavenwards. 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 Everything. The words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Lord, let them be as a sweet smelling savour, a fragrance that rises before your throne. By night and by day. Father, I pray that you open our eyes tonight, that you open our ears, each and every one of us. We bless you, O God. We shall leave this place when we have caught the revelation of the heavenlies. When something that pertains to the spirit realm has dawned and it established us, it establishes us. Father, the entrance of thy word gives light to the simple. I pray that as your word dawns in our spirit, it will bring us to a certain place in the realm of the spirit where we begin to legislate over the circumstances of life, where we begin to ascend, ascend, ascend above everything we find ourselves in. Why? Because we have been acquainted, well acquainted with your mysteries, with the laws that govern this realm. Father, I ask that by your grace, by the impartations of the Spirit of God, something enters us, something from your realm, let it enter us tonight. We bless you and honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please reduce the bass. That bass. Find the bass. Reduce it. Reduce it. Kill the bass. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, people are looking in prayer. Oh. You look prayer. I want you to hug somebody, tell them I love you, you're welcome to Spirit Koinonia, this is your home. Please tell someone I love you, you're so welcome. Tell someone I love you, I love you, I love you, you're welcome. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm excited in my spirit already. Glory to God. Hey, the seats that are in front are ours. Glory to God.
Hey,
the seats that are in front are. So if you don't sit on it, angels will as well come and sit. Glory to God. Angels will come and sit. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We are grateful. We are so grateful. We are so very grateful for what you're doing with and in us. We bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to welcome everyone who is new. Just find your way to fit. Glory to God.
Amen.
This place is yours. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's yours. Come again. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, a lot of things are happening, not only with you, but in the world out there. Glory to God. By our sermons which we preach here. Glory to God. A lot of people have been downloading our sermons on this Spirit World series. Glory to God. I saw a number of downloads from Kampala. I saw some in different parts, men in Arua, others are in, I think, Germany. And I think we got two from Germany. Glory to God. Bravia in Germany, two in Netherlands. The place was called what? North Holland in Netherlands. Glory to God. We had one in Singapore, and they really follow up. Glory to God. So we are on the path of progress. Though we are few, we are surrounded by many. Glory to God. That's the mystery. In our Kampala, people have been calling me. I'm thanking God that we uploaded the sermons. A man of God in Arua, Pastor Gemma, called me yesterday. Glory to God. He listened to the sermon and was like, boy, what the Lord is doing with you guys is great. And I think he's the chaplain for Monier. He was telling me, in fact, they are opening something there like today. He was telling me he's going to go there and he wants to talk to those guys and we get a fellowship there. Glory to God. But the Lord is doing things with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are going to the teaching. Who remembers something from what we shared about last week? I told you we have not yet done in an apostolic teaching. Hallelujah. We are yet just doing. This is yet a teaching anointing. The Lord is trying to establish something. In the days to come, you are going to see it. Hallelujah. Because there's a teaching that's going to begin to come with a certain power and a certain authority. But right now, the Spirit of God is yet painting architectural images in your spirit man. Glory to God. So who remembers something? What do you remember? Faith. Glory to God. She's saying hope with a foundation is faith. So when it doesn't have a foundation, it's what? It's just hope. Glory to God. Someone else?
And the foundation is on the word of God.
The foundation should be the word of God. Glory to God. So in other words, when you find yourself in, if you are hoping alone, that's the reason why many people are disappointed. They think they were having faith and it failed. Glory to God. When it failed, I said it's not faith. Faith does not fail. So a lot of people just project things in the future alone. That is hope. You are hoping. Glory to God. It has no reason as to why you're hoping. But the moment the word of God is introduced in the question as a foundation, it's what? Faith. Glory to God. What else? Yes?
They all remember the two keywords about the definition of faith. That it's the unshakable confidence.
Yes. Go takabra hasia katai. I love that. Yes. You want to continue with that? Glory to God. Please do that.
Faith is your unshakable confidence in God's word and in the integrity of his person. His immutability and his ability to not fail.
Glory to God. This is good. Now we are getting there, yes?
Just remember one point. Faith does not fail.
Faith does not fail. Glory to God. What else? Immutability is God's ability not to change. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual currency. Okay? It's an equivalent of money in the spirit realm. Glory to God. That you can use it for transacting anything. Hallelujah. That just the way you go, when you have. Man of God, first give me a bill. Give me a bill, a note. Just give me a note. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Okay. Hallelujah. So you see this? Are you seeing this? Now, when I have this, there are many things in this. Hallelujah. There can be, there is soda here already. Okay. Chicken. Okay. Right now, I can go there to the counter and exchange this thing for what? I can exchange it for a drink. I can exchange it for chicken. Hallelujah. As long as the receptionist can see this, they can give me what? Anything. Glory to God. Eh? They can just give me anything. Glory to God. Now, the truth is, this is not chicken. This is money. But I can exchange it for? So in other words, in the spirit realm, your faith is a currency. It's what God sees to give you the results you're looking for. Just the same way the receptionist looks at this to give you it. God sees, do you believe it? Okay? And I told you faith is not only believing. There's a difference between faith and believing. Those are the kind of things we are going to begin to delve into. Hallelujah. Just go slow with me. We are building something. Hallelujah. Okay. All right, thank you. Somebody clap for him. He's a loaded guy. Glory to God. We don't have poor guys here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That poverty mentality remained at the gate.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not poor. Glory to God. And these teachings are going to show you what we mean. When people normally see these Bufanero guys, the Christ Embassy guys, confessing things they think they are foolish. Glory to God. Those guys are not stupid. They know what they are doing. But except a lot of them lack the understanding of what they are doing. That's the reason. Now here, you engage with understanding. Glory to God. The Bible says, by wisdom a house is built, but by understanding it is established. So here, the grace of God upon us gives you access to the understanding of things that are deep. Hallelujah. Now, I am not in one way or the other trying to put down my God. What is upon those ministries is great. Hallelujah. It's great. We're even yet to grow into it. Glory to God. I'm not trying to water it down. I honor every single ministry that carries the mandate of God, but I am only saying that our graces are different. Hallelujah. Now, so last week we began to talk about faith, and I gave you my definition of faith. Hallelujah. Not your Bible definition of faith. Today I'm going to give you, we are going to expound on your Bible definition of faith and see what we can do, some things which are practical. Glory to God. So I began to give you my definition of faith, and I said, we have researched these things, I've listened to a number of people, what they had to say about faith, and we came up with this conclusion that faith is your unshakable, that is in relations to you and God. Hallelujah. Look at yourself and God. Hallelujah. In relations to you as yourself, as a person and God. That faith is your unshakable confidence. Okay? One, in God's word. Hallelujah. In God's word. The Bible says that it is impossible for God to lie. Hallelujah. In God's word, it says, as thou, you know, rain falls from the heavens and waters the earth and does not return without giving bread to the eater, seed to the sower, so shall my word, which proceeds out of my mouth, the moment the word leaves my mouth, it cannot come back to me empty. It cannot come back to me null and void. It must accomplish the purposes for which I send it. Hallelujah. So that's, you know, so God is not a man to lie. Hallelujah. I showed you how his word is truth. Father, sanctify them by thy word is truth. Eh? John 17:17. Get it? So God's word is true. Now you can rest assured, have your confidence in that word. It's a rock. It's a solid rock. Are you hearing me? The moment you find the word of God telling you something and you appear to believe it, but a situation came and you found yourself not manifesting it, it's not the word of God that changed. It does not change. It's not that the word of God lost power. It's a rock. You stand on that rock. Are you getting me? It's you who stumbled off the rock, not the rock that shook. Are you getting me? The problem can only be with us, not with God's word. Hallelujah. So you have faith in that word. Okay, you are believing that word and holding on to it is what is called faith. Hallelujah. So I said it's your unshakable confidence in God's word. Hallelujah. Secondly, in the integrity of God's person. Are you hearing me? Now, there you need to understand the character of God. Now, to understand the character of God, there are many things that reveal the characters of God. Others are God's names. You know, the Israelites used to call him by name, God, our provider. Others knew him, Jehovah, Jireh, Rapha, and all those things. Now, those can give you a reflection of his person. But there are attributes of God that we know. One is, he is merciful. Hallelujah. So when you find yourself in a certain circumstance, you are in need of forgiveness, you can rely on his mercy. Hallelujah. His love. He is love. God is love. His nature is love. Hallelujah. It's not like, you see, a lot of people think now God is angry with me and all that. Such a man is never stepping in his ways. Hallelujah. So if you can rely on God's attributes, his ability, you know, his unshakable, you know, the integrity of his person, you build your confidence on his integrity. He's ever faithful to you. He's ever faithful. Nothing will change that. Now, from January to December, whether what happens and what happens, he's faithful. So if you hold on to that truth and you build upon it, that is faith. Glory to God. Eh? And then another one I told you is God's immutability. Your unshakable confidence in his what? Immutability. The word immutability means his ability not to change. He is I am. Are you getting me? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you getting me? You can be sure yesterday is love, today is love, tomorrow will be love. Are you getting me? You can be sure yesterday was a healer, today is a healer, and tomorrow will be a healer. Are you getting me? So you can really, really build on that. He says, I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob shall not be consumed. Are you getting me now? So you can build your faith upon that. Then another one is his ability not to lie. Are you getting me? You can be sure that you will not be disappointed if you put your trust in God, if you have confidence in him. Why? Because he's not a man to lie. According to Numbers 22, and according to the book of Hebrews chapter 6, the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. Glory to God. So you can trust what he's telling you. You get me? Now, I want us to go to business. That was now in relationship to you and God. Hallelujah. Now, today I'm going to deal with our Lord. Now, having you and God's stability and all his assurances, your confidence in his word and the integrity of his person, in his immutability, and in the what? His ability not to lie. Are you getting me? So now, okay, I now have all these spiritual truths at my disposal. Now, what do I do? There's now a certain dimension of faith where you engage the future. Glory to God. Eh? Where you now provoke your destiny based on all these backups you have. Eh? You get it? Hallelujah. Amen. So faith has to do, hope has to do with the future, isn't it? I hope this and this will happen. I hope this and this will happen. Hope always has to do with the future. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is a kind of hope, but the difference is that faith is hoping for this, but it has a reason as to why it's hoping for it. You get it? There's something it can hold on to that this will come and pass. Are you getting me? Why? Because probably it can look at what the Lord did. Are you getting me? Last time the Lord was faithful to me, this, he delivered me, this, he delivered me, this, he delivered me, this. Okay, because of this, that will happen. Are you getting me? You are having a reason as to why. Are you getting me? You are not just hoping from the blues, I hope this will happen. That's the reason why. That's how a lot of us have deceived ourselves. And you think you're having faith and you are just deceiving yourself. You can look, that's the reason why archive your testimonies. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your past testimony, the record of God's faithfulness, is going to be important in building your confidence in the things you are to do in the future. Are you following me, everybody? Pray in the spirit 1 minute. There's something about to happen. Just go ahead and pray. Father, help us tonight. Help us. Oh God, we bless you. We ask you that you help us. Help us. Let understanding enter. 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 Let the revelations of God enter. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So are you seeing it? So because God has said something, maybe, through a prophetic voice, as his spoken word, or his written word, you can hold on to that and say, okay, this is assured. Why? Because God has spoken, and he cannot lie. His word cannot fail. Are you getting me? So faith concerns, it engages the future based on a foundation. Are you getting me? But hope just goes, I hope I will marry so-and-so. See, you are seeing so-and-so and you don't have anything like a revelation to your car. You are driving a vehicle which has no tires. Glory to God. I get it here. Hey. There is no people say, God, you failed me. I believed you, you failed me. No, no, you did not the principle. Glory to God. Now you are knowing it. Hallelujah. Our results are going to change. Now let's go. I want to show you, we are going to engage now the future. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I like it when everybody has something to do. Or if you don't have a Bible, if you can't share with someone, follow me very, very keenly. Follow me very, very keenly. You will be blessed. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, faith is the substance, right? It says that faith is the substance of. Now, no, he didn't even say, and he said now. Glory to God. Now there's a reason why there's now. You get me? Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is what? If tomorrow is the hope, faith is what? Now. That's the reason he says now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in verse 2, and by it the elders obtained a good report. Your version, other version says testimony. You get it? So those of Moses, those of Abraham, those of all those people, the patriarchs, David, Joseph, those people had got a good report. Kale, if we say patriarchs, we are only being men alone, even the matriarchs. Glory to God. We had ladies like those of Deborah, right? Who conquered. Glory to God. And the Esthers. So, you see, they by it, by this thing called faith, they obtained a what? A good report. A good report. That report is in the eyes of God. Even the physical, this is, it's a good report that has been documented there that you're reading. It's by faith. The Bible says, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. So they obtained a good report by faith. Are you getting me? Now, the Bible says, verse 3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Are you getting me? By the word of God, so that those things which are seen were made out of those things which did not appear, or the things which were invisible. Glory to God. Eh? Are you getting me? Hallelujah. I don't know why Alakidra haskida sakira hasta shatale rekaros kida hasia le satama kulikai le tete shatopra has le prekas kadila prahania master isha takira hasa e kretekes kadula master hasia kaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, see, that's what the Bible is trying to say. I'm going to give you two things about, let's begin to break the word. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Are you getting me? In other words, in the spirit realm, this is point number one. Faith is what gives substance to the things you're hoping for. Hallelujah. Ha! Look at this chair. Okay, this table could exist in the imagination of a carpenter. Are you getting me? So the moment it comes out, it's already a substance. You can hold on to it. Substance. It's tangible. Hallelujah. What is a substance? It's something tangible. Are you getting me? So faith is the substance in the spirit realm. It's the substance of that thing you're hoping for. Okay? It's what gives it body. Okay? Okay. I'm going to give you an example. But before we go there, I like Debbie's version. Debbie says, now faith is the substantiation of the things hoped for. Now he doesn't call it substance. He says faith is the substantiation of the things hoped for. In other words, faith is the giving of a substance to the things you're hoping for. Is the giving of what? Substance to the things you're hoping for. Wait, shortly I'm going to teach you how we give that substance. You're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. If I am hoping for something, I know that God is with me. He wants me to have it. So how do I give that thing substance? I'm going to teach you that. Today we are going to learn about visualization. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's called meditative envisionment. That's where we are headed. Hallelujah. Don't worry. You will again understand that this is not rocket science. The Spirit of God paints the architecture of these things in your spirit man. Glory to God. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for. It's the substantiation. It's what gives body to the things you're hoping for. Are you getting me? Now, the Bible says, and the evidence of things not seen, he says, by it the elders obtained a good report. Now he says, now by faith, please, now the court begins. He says, now by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Are you getting me? So in other words, this world here was framed by the word of God. Are you getting me? By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Oh, some people's versions say that universes by the word of God. So that the things which are now seen were made out of those things which did not appear. Hallelujah. There are things that are seen. One, he's telling us, and he's telling us there are things which are not seen. Are you getting me? Just that they are not seen does not mean that they don't exist. There are too many things that are not seen. And you believe it by faith. Glory to God. I've seen a lot of people even wash their hands before entering church. Are you getting me? Why? Because somehow they have never seen the COVID viruses. Are you getting me? But they believed it by faith and it became real. Are you getting me? People have not seen bacteria. Are you getting me? How about these radio waves? You're making calls and you're connecting to someone and you did not see any cables connecting. This is the mystery men of God know, to lay hands on a person and a certain power wires you down and you're rolling. A certain invisible connection that does not take place in the realm of men. Are you getting me now? So, there are things. Can you see demons? Can you see angels? Have you ever seen God? Have you ever been to heaven? But do you, don't you believe that they are there?
Yeah.
See? Are you getting me? You see? Okay. Did Jesus die?
Yes.
Were you there?
No.
Uh-huh. But you see, eh? See now faith. And you are so confident about it. Look at how Liberty is shaking, you know? So, you get it? You see, she's so confident about it, as if she was there when they were crucifying Jesus. Hallelujah. She went to over which church, and a man of God preached, and in fact picked the Holy Communion. This is my body. And she was there painting pictures. When they said Jesus was going to Calvary with a cross, she saw a man walking and blood. That picture became a certain, it put a certain thing in you that you just believe Jesus died. That if I tell you it was a lie, did not die, we will begin to have punches. Glory to God. We will flex. Hallelujah. Yeah? So you see, that there is what? Is faith. Hallelujah. So there are things which are seen and things which are not. Things which are seen. And now he says, the things which are seen were made out of the things which did not appear. Everything. I told you everything. This physical earth had its origin from the spiritual realm. Everything that will show up physically must first begin where? In the spirit realm. So, if you have a certain advantage to know some things by the spirit realm and know how to edit things in that realm pertaining your life, you are at a higher advantage. Are you getting me? Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians. Eh? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Pastor Brian, I want you to sit next to him so that you share your Bible with him. Eh? Hallelujah. We have what? Love. Please, we share. Glory to God. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? Yes, you share with him. Glory to God. Eh? Yeah. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 4. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We are grateful for what you're doing in our midst. We bless you. 2 Corinthians, thank you, Holy Spirit. Chapter 4. Okay, see? Paul says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 15. He says, for all things, okay, let me begin there. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace may through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. You can ignore that part. For which cause we faint not. He's giving a reason as to why we don't faint, why we don't lose hope. He says, for which cause we don't faint. But though our outward man perish, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Hallelujah. He says, though outwardly things appear to be going bad, but our confidence is not from the land of men. No. We get it from the land of the spirits. Hallelujah. From the realm of God. I told you how faith is always facing obstacle. The moment you choose to believe the word of God in a certain way, there's a certain thing that is going to come to always want to contradict the revelation of God. We already agreed that last week, right? If you were not there, get that sermon and listen to it. Glory to God. Eh? We gave examples from scripture. You saw it. And I know that you really held a picture. So this is what Paul is trying to say. For us, we don't look at the things which are coming around. Are you getting me? Though outwardly we appear to be perishing, but yet inwardly we know that we are being renewed day by day. Are you getting me? Verse 17. He says, for our light afflictions, which are but for a moment. Are you hearing me? He says, for our light afflictions, they are not even heavy. They are light.
Are you getting me? I like the way the Amplified says it. Are you getting me? He says, these little potatoes, kakukata, they are heaps. Are you getting me? Eh? But they are not mountains. He called them potatoes. Are you getting me? Eh? The writer of Amplified, the message version is bloody. He says, for our these little potatoes, are you getting me? Paul calls them here our light afflictions, which are but for a moment. In other words, they have not come to destroy you. Are you getting me? They have not come to stay. Kale, I want you all to think about something that happened to you last year. And you were like, Tufu, this one here has swept me. And you prayed and prayed, God, deliver me from this thing. Is it still there? Are you getting me? Are those things still there? They come and they go. Every problem situation you find yourself in, if you know this thing, you will not lose heart. Are you getting me? This is Paul the apostle speaking of, the one in your Bible. He says he had light afflictions. This is Paul. Not a certain, he's saying, me, I was, in fact, I read a certain scripture years ago in the book of 2 Corinthians, I think chapter 3. I was blown out. Paul says, brethren, I would not have you ignorant about our trouble. I was like, wait a minute. Even Paul, even brother Paul had this thing. Are you getting me? So he's telling you our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, worketh in us a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. He's categorizing things. There are things which are seen, and there are things which are not. Are you getting me? He says, it's true, we are in this sin world, this physical world. I am on this earth realm with you, but the truth is, my joy, my plans, my everything does not come from here. Are you getting me? I don't look at the dollar rates and the exchange rates to determine how tomorrow is going to be. Are you getting me? I don't begin to look at, oh, so my father is growing old. He's going to retire. I'm just entering university. Will I get tuition? We don't live by those things. He says, my righteous servant shall live by faith. Faith in what? The word of God. Faith in God. See? Paul says, while we look, so there's a looking, there's a seeing. That's the reason why the word of God is filled with the word behold. Behold means see. Are you hearing me? He says, while we look not at these things which are what? Seen. Are you hearing me? While we look not at them, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, he says, are what? Temporal. Are you hearing me? They are what? Temporal. They have come to go. Are you hearing me? But the things which are not seen are eternal. They are in a realm where they are unchangeable. So you can trust them. And if you build your future upon those things, you can be sure that as long as they last, you will last. Glory to God. See how men are insecure about their money because they used flesh to get it. Get it and spiritualize it. And be sure we are growing from glory to glory to glory to glory to. Because when you check the site, the source, are you getting me? Who is God is still there. You get it? You, every time things are, business appears to get bad, things appear to get bad, you first check. Is he still there? Then he tells you, and I will supply all your needs. Are you getting me? You say, now let this thing shut away, okay? Glory to God. Are you getting me now? Hallelujah. So this is what Paul is saying. There are things which are seen, and there are things which are not seen. He says we don't look at the things which are seen. We look at the things which are not seen, eh? The promises of God. Where is the word of God? It's in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. What you are reading here is the body, but behind it there's a spirit that communicates. Glory to God. It's the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit trying to convince you.
He's trying to show you that track record, how he dealt with Noah, how he dealt with Abraham. He's showing you the lifestyle of those men so that you can see how he deals with men. Are you getting me? And find your place in that equation. Glory to God. Now, I am now coming to what we have to share today. I hope our time is still there. Let me just check. Glory to God. Okay. All right, I think we still have time. Now listen, I want us to go to the portion we have today. How do you begin to grow in faith? How do you begin to grow in what? In fact, I want to call it building in the spirit. You can build what? In the spirit. So today I'm talking about building in the spirit. You can build things in the spirit and have manifestations on the physical earth. So how do we build in the spirit? You are going to hear something very, very obvious, but very uncommon. Glory to God. Because we have a lot of men of God who don't teach these lines. Glory to God. A lot of men of God don't teach these lines. So, you see, a man can build in the spirit. And I will show you gradually as we go with our series. Okay, now we have built in the spirit. How do I fish this thing which is in the spirit outside here? There's also another code there. Are you getting me, eh? Oh God. Can we go to the book of Genesis? Chapter 1. Holy Spirit of God, help us. Pray to you. We are frail. Men are frail. Oh God, you will have to superimpose your ability. Hallelujah. Now, see, before we can know how to create things and destroy things, see, a foolish man is a man who tries to, if you don't like certain things in your life, don't try to change them in the physical. That's what majority of us are doing. I told you the cause is always in the spirit realm and the effects are here. So a lot of people try to clean the diarrhea and leave the child's stomach untreated. And then they clean, and then the child diurates again. They clean instead of treating the stomach and having that, and then cleaning the child and be sure that this thing will not continue. We mess around and fool ourselves. It's the wrong way to try to solve things if you don't like certain things in your life physically. You don't begin, don't change the physical realm around you. First begin by changing the spiritual realm around you. Then, you know, begin to deal with what is physical from that angle. Hallelujah. Because there's a spiritual connotation to every single thing. Hallelujah. Now, before we can see how to create things and how to destroy things, how you build your future, how you build what you want to build in the spirit, I want us to look at how God built, because as he is, so are we in this world. So we can only copy the patterns from God. Glory to God. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. He created the heavens, created the spirit from the heavens and then the earth. Hallelujah. And the Bible began to tell us how he created it. Hallelujah. The Bible always said, and God said. Glory to God. And God did what? He said, let there be what? Light. He said, let there be. Rebecca, are you okay? Glory to God. See? Sylvia, are you okay? See, God said, let there be, and
there was. There's a reason as to why the Holy Spirit recorded that thing in that book, so that you may understand how they create things. Glory to God. So the Bible said he wanted to make us understand that everything was created by the spoken word of God. Are you hearing me? He spoke things into existence. Are you hearing me? But how can you speak something? No. God, before that speaking proceeded, something had to first exist. And what is that? These things had to first exist in the mind of God before he could speak them. Are you getting me? In other words, let there be light. God had, he conceived light in his mind. Are you getting me? He imagined, he conceived the whole world, how it should look. Okay, there should be light. There should be water up and below. Then dry ground, and then there should be you and I moving. There should be trees growing. He had an architectural, artistic impression in himself. Are you getting me? So by the time he said, let there be light, he's just not saying, let there be light. He's speaking what is already in him and releasing it into creation now. Hallelujah. Everything, listen to me. I'm going to teach you about visualization now. So how you create things, how you're going to build in the spirit. In building in the spirit, your imagination is paramount. The what? Imagination. Imagination. It's called visualization. Hallelujah. You build things by that point. In other words, God imagined everything first. He had it archived in himself. And then he began to speak it. That is releasing it. Now that one there, we are going to come to it. Not today. Today I want to focus on seeing it. Are you getting me? So in other words, before you can have faith in anything, you must first see that thing. And seeing it is by the power of your imagination. Hallelujah. So you are a spirit, you live in a body, and you have a soul. Glory to God. Now, what is flesh? What is the physical world? Like the physical realm starts from wherever it starts, all across the waters, the trees, and whatever. Where does it end? Glory to God. The physical realm ends where? Your body. Beyond this body is something else. Are you getting me? This thing here, it can limit you. That's the reason why it was created from the dust of the ground. Hallelujah. And I told you when God means dust of the ground, it's not only this thing. Your hair was made from what? Grass. Your teeth was made from what? Rocks. Hallelujah. The law of reflection, eh? Those are things we are going to enjoy in the future. Are you hearing me? When we begin to dive in, don't worry, go with me. Glory to God. Now, see, your body was picked. That's the reason why David asked a certain question. But what is this mystery about man? That you're mindful of him. That when he finds himself to fall, you show him mercy. God understands. Paul says, though in the flesh, we don't do after the flesh. So God knows that you're in the flesh, and this thing you're carrying to walk around with it has got appetite for certain things that are, it leans towards the world. Are you getting me? Why, it was created from this. So, anyway, those are things we shall share also some other time. Now, every other thing which is called of the physical realm, like the flesh, it stops here. Now, beyond here is spirit. But between that spirit, which is you, and between these two realms, there is something intersection, which is called the soul. The soul has got components of the spirit, and it has got components of that. In other words, it has got residues of the flesh as well in it. Are you hearing me? That is the reason why you can feel after the word. Glory to God. Eh?
There are people who use their feelings for feeling the presence of God, but there are those ones who use theirs for feeling that chi lady. Eh? Again, me, eh? You feel. Again, me, eh? Hallelujah. Again, me. So, what is in the soulish realm? Your mind is in the soulish realm. Your emotions are in the soulish realm. And then your will is in the soulish realm. Your decision-making faculties. So it is the bridge between the spiritual and the physical. Hallelujah. So now listen to me. Your mind is the most important in that equation of the soul. Hallelujah. Now, your mind, listen to me. Holy Spirit of God, help us. Listen to me. The mind has got two compartments, I told you. Okay? All right, we'll even talk about the subconscious and the conscious mind. In the future, there are certain spiritual laws I'll teach you around the laws of attraction and all those kind of things. Listen. Okay, listen to me. Your mind, the word mind has got it's recorded many times in the scripture, but it has got, there are two things, in Greek it has got very many words, but there are two I am interested in. One is dialogsmai, and then another one is dionia. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Dialogsmai is talking about, the word dialogue comes from there, it's talking about your reasoning faculty. There's a part of man that is basically for reasoning. Are you getting me? It's where reasoning actually takes place. Where your rational, your intellect, it's that mind that science occupies a lot. Hallelujah. But there's another part of your mind, which this one here is the one that has got predominance in the spirit realm. Are you getting me? It's the part of your mind which leans a lot towards the spirit realm. It's the one that God needs the most. It's called dionia. It's the one where imagination takes place. Are you getting me? It's where imagination does what? Takes place. It's where you create your realities from. Are you following me? It's where you create your realities from. Your imagination is very, very important. Are you getting me? So in other words, God first imagined everything in himself, and then he spoke them into existence. Now, if you understand this formula, you will really, really, really be blessed. Now, I want you to know, every one of you has got an image of yourself, of your circumstance, inside you. Hallelujah. Hey, that's the reason why when you're on your bed, you see those images. You see those images. Glory to God. There's an image of every one of you inside you. Hallelujah. That image, and whatsoever you imagine, sooner or later you will realize manifests. Are you getting me? So every one of you has got an image within yourselves. Now I want you to look, consolate, I want to start with your job. You get it? Do you realize that somehow, as you were probably going for that job and interview and all that, before that probably you projected yourself already sitting on that chair and painted pictures on your bed, of course, how these things, what's a lot of the things you imagine, or look at the things that are right now in your life. If you like a certain shoe so much, and then you paint picture of it, you admire it, and you wish to buy it, sooner or later you realize it comes to your life. You first just take a track record of, go home and sit and begin to see everything around you. You will realize most of this chair here, was once in the imagination of a carpenter. Are you getting me? He imagined, what if I make something like this and I put pins? Are you getting me? Every most of the things you are going to find in your life, even the man you marry, the woman you marry, somehow you can meet in a fellowship like this and you see how you admire her. So the Lord knows this one is the one you are to marry. And then you go home and then pictures begin. You see people seeing pictures of them holding their hands and then moving in the beach, buying fish. Glory to God. Am I lying? Guys, you know these things. You guys are dangerous. You need these things. You need these things. Ah, you can go and paint pictures. Are you hearing me? That picture is very important in the work of God. It's very, very important. That's how you create realities. Are you hearing me? Let's start with the imagery, just the imagery. Today, it's where I want to focus. I'll show you the whole process, how it works. But capture this. Your imagination is very, very important. Hallelujah. And do you know each one of us has got a certain, there's that ability, it's in everyone, God wired it, the ability to imagine. I want all of you to close your eyes. Every one of you, close your eyes. I want you to see your home. Are you seeing your home? I want you to see the door by which you enter the house. The door that enters to your room. I want you to see where your bed is. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. Did you see it? Did you see it?
Yes.
Now you see. That is visualization. Are you getting me? You were just visualizing. Are you getting me? Now, let me tell you how the prophetic also works. Now, listen to me. The Bible says the Holy Spirit of God is where? In you, right? You carry the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you in all things. Hallelujah. And that he will show you the things which are yet to come. So I can close my eyes and yield to the Spirit and allow him to take me to next year. This is how these mysteries come. Sometimes I just yield and he takes me to the Garden of Eden and I see how Adam and Eve were doing their things. Glory to God. So what I teach you comes. You want to enter the rhythm of scripture. Let me tell you, God uses, when God wants to deliver you, deliverance has got levels. Are you getting me? Right now we are undergoing another level of deliverance. No, it's one of, get out, eh? Fire, get out. Not that one yet. Hallelujah. There's a time for that one. We haven't coming for that one, eh? Probably when we have such people. But after that level, there's a certain level which is called, you know, the renewing of your mind, where the word of God begins to take your imagination towards the spirit realm, towards his realm, towards himself, where it begins to remove your eyes from the world and take it towards himself, where he changes your imagery, how you look at life, where you begin to interact with life, not based on your experiences, but on the word of God, and you begin to see life how he sees life. Hallelujah. So the reason as to why the Lord brings you in a fellowship like this is that as words are proceeding like this, people are receiving pictures in their spirit. Are you getting me? And that picture is configuring you. When you're reading the Bible, it's not supposed to be crammed. No! Those stories are meant to give you a certain picture. If you want to be a brilliant student in school, I wish I got this one earlier. Don't try to record things in audio. Audio is too slow. Words are too slow. learn to hear your teachers, learn to listen to them in images, in pictures. Your life, Kaya Libra. In exams, you will remember why there is a screen in you where a certain projection takes place. Hallelujah. When you close your, but that's how to read. Are you getting me? We read the wrong way. You want to hear when there are people who are trying to record my words, you are joking. You are joking. People who are cramming are like that. See them repeating words and all. No. No. Learn to guide that mind. It's important. Hallelujah. This is that mind, that part which leads to the spirit realm. Is what the Bible calls, it's what the Bible calls your heart. It's what he calls what?
Your heart.
Your heart. Hallelujah. When he says guard your heart with all diligence, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, okay? He says guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it flows the issues of life. That heart there is your imagination area. Are you getting me? Guard your imagination area with all diligence. For out of it what flows? The issues of life. The issues of life. The issues of life. He says, I have set eternity in their hearts. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Are you getting me? So that nobody can fathom what the Lord is doing in you. I have set eternity. That means it's set there. By that, you can go to Genesis. You can go to Revelation. You just allow what John the Revelator recorded in the Isle of Patmos to take you there. This is what Jesus meant when he said in the book of Matthew that a good man out of his good treasures releases forth good things. Are you getting me? Imagination. People just didn't, when a man fornicated, he just didn't wake up overnight, pull the lady and let's go. Probably he saw this lady, and then while he was on his bed, he was painting pictures. And these pictures, listen, you paint whatever you put in your that imaginative mind settles, it begins to affect your emotions. Are you getting me? It begins to affect your what? Emotions. And emotions are the receptive faculty. I'm going to come there. When you begin to feel after God, it's when you will know his presence in another way. When you can begin to feel it inside you. Feelings are very important. They are very important. There is nothing in you that God put which is not important. But he put it so that it may be for his use. Hallelujah. So now, when a man falls, first it begins, it can begin as an image like that. Are you getting me? Now, when God wants to change you, he first changes the picture in you. There are reasons as to why some people are just too poor. Are you getting me? And forever they are poor. There's no hope for them. Are you getting me? Why? Because when they close their eyes like this, do you know what they see? House rent, they see bills. Are you getting me? Are you getting me? When you close your eyes, what do you see? Are you getting me? What do you? Are you getting me? This is the reason why Elijah tells Elisha, if you can see me, go. Just know you have it. Can you see it? That's the first procedure. Are you getting me? So there are people, instead of allowing, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Not faith comes by hearing the word of God. A lot of people hear the word of God and don't produce faith. Otherwise, everybody will be very, very powerful. You get it? But faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So that when faith enters, when the word of God enters you and it begins to paint pictures and it begins to become your listening ear. It begins to become the eyes by which you see. Whatever the word is telling you is what you see. Whatever the eye, the word it tells you is what you hear. You are guided by the word. You are directed by the word. You see everything in that light. You produce faith. Glory to God. Eh? Are you following me now? Are you following me? So now and then, that picture. So as long as you can close your eyes, some people see more poverty coming. Are you getting me? Your husband misbehaved a little bit in the flesh. Are you getting me? In the physical. And then all of a sudden, you went to your bed. Your wife misbehaved a little bit. You went to your bed. All you're seeing is divorce. Are you getting me? You imagine what? Divorce. You will manifest what? Divorce. Those of you who are students, you see what? Failure. Are you getting me? Exams are about to approach. What you see is what? Only failure. And the Spirit of God is trying to tell you, you will pass. But for you, you are only meditating what? Failure. And surely you will do what? Are you getting me? Why? I'll talk to you about the law of attraction some other time. Whatever you imagine and you entertain, you attract it. There are things that work in the spirit realm. I think I should talk about the law of attraction when I'll be talking about confession. Hallelujah. You invite it. That's the reason why I was telling you, realize most of the things you imagined happened. Later, sometimes you even forget, and then you find probably maybe I wanted to use this kind of phone. Later in the future, when you have forgotten it, destiny hands it over to you. Are you getting me? Some of you, you saw yourselves in universities and all that thing. I'm telling you, this is the track record of my life. I know what I'm teaching you. Are you getting me? Because I remember years when I used to stand in front of I carried a certain man of God image in me. I could stand in front of a mirror and preach and imagine crowds. Hallelujah. We have just started. We have what? Just started. This is spirit koinonia. I'm not looking at only you people. And right now, should anything happen and all of you go away, I'll come here myself, arrange chairs and preach. And I will imagine a crowd, and I will preach to them and say, lift up your hands. Hallelujah. And pray for each one. And this is how they do it. Glory to God. So you are in the city. This is what it means not to be. See, Paul says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Are you getting me? So you carry this image. Now, you allow the word of God construct your image. Hallelujah. And my God, you see, God shall supply all your needs. And you begin to look at your needs. And you begin to see them supplied. You see them met. Are you getting me? You keep that image. You entertain it. You entertain it. You visualize it. When you go to your bed. Are you getting me? And let me tell you, Satan will be working as well. Wiring you images, wrong images. Are you getting me? Wrong images. But you be working this thing inside you. Are you getting me? I see a great woman of God. I see this. I see this. I see I'm a success. You see it. You entertain it. You zoom those parts. Hallelujah. You bring a certain... For example, let's say you are seeing your results, Pastor Brian. Are you getting me? You choose to be specific. Hallelujah. You come to history paper 2, you zoom in. Glory to God. You magnify it. Hallelujah. You release it. Then this is how, I'm telling you, that's how, first of all, Fanero grew. When Apostle Grace, when the fellowship was just small like this, he began talking to people about TBN Africa. Is he not on TBN Africa now? Hallelujah. When God wants to grow you, he begins to change your image. That's the reason why he says, do not conform to the standards of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind part there is talking about is dionia. You get it? The imagination area. Be ye transformed by the renewing of it. Are you getting me? So when you come here, the word of God is trying to give you a certain image of you, which is of God. When God comes, when God wants to speak to you, he brings probably a prophet, and that prophet tells you some things which are going to happen in the future. That thing is supposed to, is God is trying to give you an image of the pictures of the future. So you capture that image by the words of that prophet. You create it and you entertain it. You entertain it, you visualize it until it becomes, when you now begin to offer, interact with it, it begins to become part of your reality. You begin to gain assurance. Are you getting me? Another version says now faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Get me? You begin to get an assurance in your spirit. There are people who are tormented by demons. Why? They had too much teachings about devils, and they created their picture. So when they close their eyes at night, all they see is that reality. And it's true, they cannot sleep without having a bad dream. Glory to God. Because they have created their reality, they manifest it. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying that we're not going to go to those realms, because the Bible says, less what? It says, lest the devil have an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We shall talk about those things, but don't go and confront Pharaoh when you have not seen the burning bush. Glory to God. So what we are doing right now is to establish you in the burning bush, so that you interact with God and you know him, and you know, so that when you break forth, you have a testimony to give Pharaoh. Glory to God. I told you Christianity has three dimensions. I remember I shared those things for those of you who started earlier with me last year. Glory to God. But we will walk in all those dimensions. Right now, I want us to be established in a certain kind of knowledges. Are you following me? So then your imagination is important. Right now, you see, when God wants to grow you big, the idea of God is growth, not breakthrough. God give me what? Breakthrough. Breakthrough is good, but I'll talk about breakthrough one time. The idea of God is to grow you in things and not give you a breakthrough. Are you getting me? To grow you in what? Things. Right now, I can only envision a capacity. I can envision a number of people. God has the ability. The Bible says, and now unto him who is able to do super exceedingly abundantly, much more than what you can think or imagine. Are you getting me? He's able to do more than my imagination, but he can only do within my imagination, by his power which is at work in you. What is that power? Are you getting me? Now, listen, God is able to bring 1 million people. In those of Colendo's crusades, it has happened. Reinhard Bonnke, are you getting me? Fanero gathers about how many thousands of people? Like about 10,000? Now, God, that is the same God. Are you getting me? This God is able to bring people here and we fill this whole place. But if God adds 1,000 to us right now, next Sunday we come here when there's 1,000, I will not be able to maintain those people. Why? My imagination had not grown. So we are growing steadily. That's how he grows you. Even wealth. Are you getting me? Let's say, Consulate, you went and you won a lottery. Okay? You got 20 billion right now. 20 what? Billion. Oh, Hilda, you are walking on the road. Okay? And you just were walking and somehow you got a box of money. Are you getting me? Box of money. And that box had got 50 million. I guarantee you something. Eh? Should I guarantee you something? After some time, you will run broke. It's true. Are you getting me? Why? You were not, that breakthrough, you were not configured for that kind of amount yet. Are you getting me? Follow your track record. When you were in primary or secondary, you said, when I get 1 million, for those of you who are employed, you got that job and your 1 million began to become a child's play. Later, the Lord increased your realm and he grows you like that steadily. You get it? But right now, should 20 billion fall in your hands, you will buy, first of all, you will meet your needs, which you needed. You were configured for 2 million. Eh? You'll first meet those needs. Then the other ones, you don't have plan for it. You blow it. Are you getting me? Eh? You will buy cars and build houses. And after chewing the whatever, you begin to sell the houses. You begin to sell the cars until you return to the place where you're configured. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Okay? Let's look at some of you. Are you hearing me? Even let somebody just surprise you on your birthday and drop 20 million in your hands. That money will still go. Are you hearing me? So what the Lord begins to do when he wants to prosper you, before giving you 20 million, he grows your imagination to 20 million. Through your envisionment, he can establish a business in your spirit realm which needs that kind of money. Are you hearing me? So that by the time that money drops, it finds relevance. Are you hearing me? It can even not be now enough. Are you hearing me? So you grow. This is the reason why breakthrough. God gave me breakthrough. God, you don't know what you're praying. You don't. A lot of people don't know what they are praying. They just don't know. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. The Lord, I tell you, this is my evidence. Last year, the Lord introduced men into my life. Because I prayed in a certain way, he introduced men into my life which I could not sustain. Because I didn't have that grace. I just left them. He said, let me focus upon my guy is here. You get me, eh? Probably when the Lord grows me, they will come back. Are you getting me? You are there, some chi guy like this, and the Lord begins to introduce MPs. Are you getting me, eh? They even began to give me monies which I had. Kai. Hallelujah. This thing, it's called growth. So he grows your imagine. Anything you imagine, entertain it. If you can find the word of God. Now, I will teach you about worries. Some people go to go to their beds. While they're walking, they're only seeing trouble. You are creating it more. You are adding fire in the city. Are you getting me? Don't. That's the reason why a lot of these men of God in the U.S., though they don't give us, they preach gospels of hope, those of Joseph Prince, T.D. Jakes and what, and Joyce Myers. Positive attitude. They know what they enter, whatever. They may not have explained it to you like this, but I'm trying to give you the breakdown. Now, I will tell you why we confess positively. Are you getting me? Now you're catching it. Glory to God. You're what? Catching it. Hey, you're catching it. I can know the spirit realm is what? Tranquil. I can really know that you're catching it. Glory to God. So then, listen. Should I give you? So when the devil wants to wire you, when the devil wants to wire you, gone are those days of Exodus, eh? Where Pharaoh put taskmasters to oppress the people, and they cried by the reason of their bondage. Are you getting me? These days, when the devil wants to hammer you and bring you down and fight your progress and fight your rising, he does something to your imagination. And what does he use? He uses your intellect and your reasoning faculties. Because that's as far as he goes. You see, guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Because he can affect your imagination area and what is in the spirit realm. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Those blessings are not able to flow. Why? The gate of the spirit realm is your imagination. The gate is closed. Are you getting me? How does he close those voices? Rather, the gate. By voices. Introducing voices in your head.
Are you getting me? Probably by circumstances which are physical. Can't you see so and so and so? And even he goes and wires some people and they come and add salt, eh? So that your thinkings are boosted. Eh? You have failed. Tells you, man, you have failed. You are useless. You're worthless. Introduces condemnation. You are broke. Even the landlord is going to chase you out of his house. God is far away from you. He cannot rescue you. And all those nonsenses. Those are voices. Interestingly, if you want to think, believe me that those voices are there. Many times we think we are the ones thinking. You think you are the one thinking. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are not the one thinking. Investigate. Pay attention to those voices. Are you getting me? If you want to know, you are not the one thinking. You sit down, close your eyes and want to pray alone, eh? And say, Father, I bless you. Glory to God. Eh? And begin to see them wanting to come and show you other pictures. Eh? How pins is burning on the fire. Are you getting me? How kids have not been... Are you getting me? They use the power of the... They are not things... So if they can capture, you are... The aim is to imagine it, but now how do you do? How do you break out? Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I like where we are going. Second Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3 to 5, the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. There is a warfare. Hallelujah. There is what? A warfare. He says, though we walk in the flesh, though we are physically in this flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Almighty in God. Hallelujah. They are where? Where are the weapons? In God. Hallelujah. Mighty in God. To the pulling down of strongholds. And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. Hallelujah. Look at it. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What is this warfare? But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, what are strongholds? Strongholds are arguments that take place where? In your mind. How do they do? Spirits conjure certain thoughts and create certain images. Are you getting me? They give you a certain negative image, and that image can hold you into captivity. Are you getting me? I'm telling you, strongholds are stronger than prison bars. They are stronger than bingo. A man can be enslaved by introduction. Behind those things, there are spirits operating. Why? Their aim is to give you... Now, I'm not trying to get you scared. You're beyond that. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to get you scared. I'm just showing you how these things work. They're after your imagination area. Some of us, we cannot imagine and visualize properly. Our batteries ran low. I'll show you how to recharge in the future. Glory to God. Eh? Batteries went what?
Low.
You close your nothing. Hallelujah. Okay. It's true. Our batteries ran low. Eh? The power died. Now listen. Strongholds, for example, you can see the word of God telling you something, but there is just something in you which is repelling that thing. For example, giving is a spiritual principle, but very many Christians can go to the Bible and read about it and read this thing, that there is one who holds back and tendeth to poverty, but there's one who scattereth and expands. They read these things, but deep inside them, there is just something that doesn't want to give. Are you hearing me? The man of God even preaches, they see that revelation, but deep inside them, it's a stronghold. Hallelujah. In Arua, we hate this thing called submission. Yet is the spiritual shortcut to greatness. Are you getting me? This is the reason why I look at all our churches. Average! Mabati, 15 years, there are 15 people in a small Mabati store that looks like a place where they sell chapel. It's true. It's true. Are you getting me? What's the problem? Strongholds. You just have a certain bias. You don't even give time to investigate it. Just you imagine something. There are people who are against prosperity. From the moment they say, the heaven you're envisioning is beautiful. The streets are of gold. Gold, and then you fight God's. You even go and read in the book of, John, is it 2 John, where the Bible says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. There are people who fight miracles. They fight the healing power of God. And when the devil wants to destroy you, he introduces a certain equation, a certain mentality. You begin to say, yeah, that man of God is false, the other one is false, the other one is false. That to me, I don't believe in those things. So that day, he wires you with a certain disease, which no medicine could treat, is when you will need that anointing, but you will have spoken your imagination and spoken too much words in the air, and it becomes so difficult to help you. Are you getting me? It says guard your heart. Guard your mind. It's your responsibility to guard it with all diligence and watch what you're imagining. Watch it. Watch what you do. What? Imagine. But man of God, when I'm about to pray, those thoughts come, I cannot fight them. Are you hearing me? Shall I tell you something? You cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from making a nest on your head. Are you getting me? You may not force those thoughts from coming, but you can stop them from painting pictures in you and getting an opportunity every time you expel them. And the best way to expel them is to keep your mind, remove it and fix it upon God. He shall keep in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Those whose eyes are stayed upon him. Hallelujah. I give you one example of the power of imagination. I will build here from next week. But I want to give you an example. Then we conclude. Quickly, our time is so very much fast spent. Let's see the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. I want to show you why the Lord destroyed the world with a flood during Noah's time. There are many mysteries there. We had to go and share certain things in the future. The origin of all these spirits, demons, whatever. Those are for the future. But I want to show you something here. In the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. My interest is 5, but let me read 4. The Bible says, there were giants on the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bore children by them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Verse 5. And God saw the wickedness that is on the earth, hallelujah, the wickedness that was taking place on the earth,
hallelujah, the wickedness of man, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were evil continually.
Hallelujah. Some men were imagining wickedness in their hearts continually. Are you getting me? As a result, they manifested what? Wickedness. God first saw what they had manifested, then he checked in the spirit realm and saw their imagination. Am I getting me? Now, I will tell you, whatever you imagine is visible in the spirit realm. That's the reason why there's a law called the law of attraction. It forces angels, the Holy Spirit, to cause whatever you're imagining to be brought to your destiny. Are you getting me? Why? Because imagination, images, you think in pictures. I cannot see what's taking place in your head, but that doesn't mean in the land of the spirits is not being seen. That's the reason why when you imagine wickedness, you attract wrong spirits to facilitate you to manifest it. When you imagine what is right, you attract angels to come and, if you imagine helping, thank you, man of God, you are into this thing of helping people. You get it? How, whenever you sit down and imagine families fed, you imagine school fees and imagine all these beautiful, great things about people, and then all of a sudden your imagination builds love in you, in your emotions, and then you say, Father, provide so that I may do this. Don't you see how rushy things come? You get it? That's a pattern. That's the organogram. That's how it works. Imagination, visualization is powerful. So God saw the imaginations of their heart were wicked. The imagination of the thoughts of their heart was only wickedness continually. And he says, Kai, I need to destroy this race of men. I cannot achieve my purpose through them. And you only saved Noah. Hallelujah.
Another story quickly. I'll show you a story and we close. Chapter 11. Go to chapter 11 of Genesis.
Now in chapter 10, listen. In chapter 10, the Bible tells us of a man called Nimrod. Hallelujah. We will study about that man later. And the Nephilims and all that. Listen, the Bible tells us about Nimrod. How that he was a mighty hunter before God. But the word before there was after God. He was against God. Eh? He was a mighty hunter against God. And Nimrod was a son of Cush. And Cush was a son of Ham. And Ham was a son of Noah. Are you getting me? Ham is actually the one, actually God had successfully destroyed. Anyway, I'll come to that now. I don't want to talk about those other realms, those things, how the evil came around and all that. Now listen, Nimrod is a grandson, great-grandson of Noah, but he came through Cush, or rather Cush, and Cush was the father of the son of Ham. And Ham is the son of Noah, who got corrupted by the demons. And it actually through his line that the demons will have, you know? Anyway, let me not talk about that. But then Nimrod decided that he decided with men to build the Tower of Babel. Hallelujah. The Bible says they wanted to build a city, that a building that goes up to heaven. Let's read in Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says, the whole earth was one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and dwelt there, and said unto one another, go to, let us make bricks. They are now imagining something, eh? They are having a certain imagination. Let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly.
and they made and they had bricks and bricks for stone and slime and hard day for mortar. Listen, verse 4. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top reaches the heavens. Are you getting me? And let us make us a name. Let us not be scattered abroad. Let us abroad upon the face of the earth. Listen to me. They agreed. We are building a city, a tower which reaches heaven. Are you hearing me? These are men, no? Men gathered. They conceived a certain imagination. They saw themselves building a certain city which reaches heaven to where God is. Oh God, that was a bloody imagination. And they sat and they began to make what? Bricks. They began to gather stones and mortar.
Hallelujah. Now, I like verse 5. The Bible says, and the Lord came down to see the tower which the children of men had builded.
In the physical, they are not builded it. They are not, they are just begun. Are you getting me? But in the spirit realm, as far as God is concerned, he came down and he saw a tower that was reaching his throne room. Because men had started, set out to do it, but in their minds, they had seen it stop reaching heaven.
Are you getting me? And the Bible says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Are you getting me? Eh? As far as God is concerned, leave them time, they have finished it already. Verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, the word behold means see, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they have begun to do, and now nothing will restrain them, nothing will stop them, which they have imagined to do. Are you getting me? And he says, go to, let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another. Are you hearing me?
If we don't stop this thing, the way they have built it in their imagination and they have begun to implement it, they will reach heaven. Let's go and do something about it. Hallelujah. Do you get me? So imagination, visualization is something very key in manifestation. Hallelujah. I will speak from here next week. Eh? When I'm finished with all this series, we are going to do something and then we shall do the spirit showman. After that, we are going to switch into an apostolic module of doing things. Glory to God. Eh? And that realm is dominated by prayer. Glory to God, eh? And fastings. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Eh? Shalom. Please pray. Everybody stand up. Tell him, Father, I thank you. Your words have come. It has painted an architecture in my spirit, man. I bless you. Father, I bless you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for the imagery. I want you to pray. Please pray. Please pray. Be active in the spirit. See nothing new. You may not see his clear form, but the Bible says he's omnipresent. He's hearing you. It's true you are being heard. It's very true you are being heard. Just say it. I know that you are being heard. Tell him I love you. I treasure you. I cherish you. Thanks for the things you are doing in my life. I am confident I will only grow greater and greater, greater and greater by the day. Everything about me is becoming better and better. My knowledge of you is advancing from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, it's growing from one glory to another glory. I am beholding you. I am beholding you. I am being configured. I am being configured. I am being configured. Let me have the
say the Holy Spirit can be that I have had and I have bought good purposes for her, have a clear sweet and beautiful plan for her. It may not look like now, because there are those conditions, eh? There are those conditions that sometimes she finds herself in, and that boggles her mind. There is actually there's something that has not troubled her mind recently. There's something that has been on her mind recently. But the Spirit of God says to her, I take charge. I take charge. Watch my hand over her life. Watch my hand over her life. The Lord preserves Jobia. The Lord intends to enlarge her, and the Lord intends to draw her to this place up here of intimacy, and you will see it. You, even you will see it and see the glory of the work of God, and you will know surely this is the Lord, and you will know that this is that which was spoken about under the tents that has begun to take place. Because when it begins to happen, it will be so vivid and so visible, and that effects will be undeniable. Is she born again? She's born again. Yeah, that effects will be so undeniable. I literally can see her complexion, and I literally can see her complexion. The Lord is going to do glorious things about you. Yeah. And
Glory to God. Alright. Now we are in things. Glory to God, eh?
I want you to hold your hands. Hold your hands. Just hold your hands. Just hold your hands. There's a corporate something that is happening. You don't need to feel it. You just need to believe it. Glory to God. Then you will see it. Shakaria haski da hasa. Lete ka haski da si da ras. Manra sa taski lasia manta. Heshka da li pro paska pa. Leta ba. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Father, my God, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Father, I declare and decree that by the workings of the Spirit of God, behind the scenes, in the invisible realm, oh God, I declare and decree over all your children that this week shall be fruitful. They receive grace. They receive grace unto them, Lord, who received the gift of righteousness. Do you give the abundance of grace? Father, all that they set their hearts to imagine, to meditate upon, to cultivate, to visualize in the realm of the Spirit, I speak a certain grace by the action of the Spirit that causes manifestations to begin to take place. Father, I thank you and I ask you that we be built and established in our faith in you. Lord, we honor you and we exalt you. I cover each one and every one of them by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. They sit under the canopy of the blood. And no conspiracy, no conspiracy, no wicked force, no arrow that flies by night and the terrors that waste by noonday shall come around their tents. For they have sat under this place, which is the secret place of the Most High God. Oh God, I pray that by night and by day they sit under the shadows of the wings of the Almighty. Father, they shall be delivered, they shall be protected, whether consciously or unconsciously, whether they know it or they don't know it. They will only realize by the manifestations of deliverances and testimonies that come to them. Rakoska platyakaya. Rekasto presatia maskata. Lete kadas mamprasata hidrahanyata. Lesto maska prasyatahai. Leketas komas. Lepresota kamasyatai. Lasusakai. Lasusakai. La toska prahizo shatiakai. Hempesketesia mata. Father, we thank you. I thank you because these ones are chosen of you. They are special to you and they are blessed. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I ask that the eyeballs of heaven is focused on them in everything that they find themselves doing. I pray that the eyes of angels